It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to a very familiar passage of Scripture in Isaiah chapter 9 relative to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 6 it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." In two verses of Scripture, we see two comings. We see history condensed down into just a narrow framework, and it's all centered on a son that is given. That phrase there, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given," all history rests upon that phrase. A son is given. Whose son? Well, God's son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not any ordinary son, certainly not of human stock, but the son that came from heaven, that was born here upon this earth. He was given that we might have someone who was wonderful, someone who is the counselor. By the way, that idea of counselor there is our legal defense. You know, I get letters all the time from good people and good law firms that represent Christians, and there's about 10 good ones that are out there these days, and they especially contact you at Christmas time, and I think you probably know why, because they're in need of funding and so forth. But we have a counselor that's going to plead our case. He pleads our case because he's the one who died for us. And if we rest in his atoning work, then we have the greatest defense attorney ever. He's our counselor. He is our mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All that is centered in the Son who was given to us. And so I thank the Lord this morning as we begin our worship service that a son was given. A child was born. And a son was given that you and I might know someone who is truly wonderful, who is truly our counselor. He's our advocate. He's the one that bears testimony in our defense. And we can stand before him today and sing these praises to his holy name because we have a wonderful son who was given to us.